is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near. We're Car Star. Relax.
We'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson Athletic Trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Honey, why does the doorbell ring when I turn on the kitchen lights?
I rewired that. It should work now.
No. No, it doesn't.
Don't rely on short-term fixes that need long-term solutions. A U.S. Bank Home Equity line of credit may help turn the equity in your home into lasting improvements. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/dreambig, or call 800-209-BANK.
Home sweet normal home.
Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval, mortgage and home equity products offered through U.S. Bank, National Association, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com. This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
And a good early Saturday afternoon to all of you here on ScoresBroadcast.com. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We've got a 1 o'clock tip-off today here at Rushi, the Rushi Lady Raiders against Miami East. Two teams with fine records so far this season. Rushi on a win streak of several in a row. In fact, the Raiders have pulled off 6 triumphs in succession, now 9-6 on the year, 4-3 in the Shelby County League. Cross-county conference opponent, Miami East, 9-6 on the year, 6-2 in league play. This, of course, a non-league game for both clubs, a series being started today. The talks underway. We could have a rematch next season between these two teams at Miami East. Some tall athletes on the floor here for this game today, Chuck. Outstanding player for Miami East, a six-footer, Haley Howard, at 14 points a game. She is just a sophomore. And to go with her, Morgan Haney, a freshman, 5'6" tall, also averaging 14 points a game. Of course, the Rushi girls, led by Tiffany Hatcher, daughter of the head coach, Tim Hatcher. Tiffany at 13 points a game. And the size up front for the Raiders is really beginning to gel. Cameo Wilson, a 6-foot post player. She's getting stronger and stronger all the time. Larissa Poling, also in the opening five, 6'1" tall. Several young ladies in this game today may have their rims up on the chin, or their chin, their chin up on the rim.
Either way, it would be impressive. Yeah, I mean, there's some big young ladies out here, and one of the things that stands out is how young both teams are.
Yeah.
So both teams building at the right time. I was talking to Tim Hatcher before we came up here, and he was saying that with Woody's Tree, he's not trying to push him yet. He's really just trying to guide him and build momentum for tournament time, and I think he's doing a fine job with that.
When you look at the last half dozen games for Rushi, what sticks out, a 43-34 triumph over New Knoxville 3 days after Christmas, a win at Arcanum, a very good club, 41-36. Rushi also defeated Newton on the road, 52-40. Newton girls, a solid team. 18-point win at home against Botkins. A 9-point triumph on the road at Fairlawn. And Rushi coming off a January 11th decision against Covington, 54-45. You can build momentum when you win several in a row. Rushi playing its best basketball of the year right now.
They are. I mean, this is going to be a test for them. And then when they get down a little farther along, they still got Lormie and Anna to play again, and they're going to see how much they've improved when they get those two games in.
This Miami East team has had close calls against a high-powered Division IV club, Tri-Village, a high-powered Division III club, Anna. Miami East fell to Anna at Miami East by only six, was right in that game all the way. Had Tri-Village, which is state-ranked, down by four with 4 minutes to go before stumbling at the end of that game. So this Miami East team could very easily have 11 or 12 wins on the season. To highlight what you said, Chuck, the youth for these two teams is amazing, and it's high-quality young talent. Miami East and Rushi well fortified for the future, that's for certain.
Yeah, I mean, you like to see that, and when they start having success, because, you know, freshmen and sophomores are still kind of learning to play the game, so as they start having success and their confidence builds, both teams will become better basketball teams.
Tim Hatcher's done a fine job as the mentor of this Rushi program. Bruce Vanover, a name you may recognize, head coach at Miami East. He's been a head coach 9 years, three as the boys' head coach at Layman Catholic, 6 years coaching girls. This is his second season at Miami East. Should be a very fine game. Hope you stay tuned and enjoy it. We've got action coming up for you shortly. Tip-off just around the corner. Don't forget tonight, a tip-off at 8, and a Minster boys' game. Webcast time 7:40 this evening. Anna with a big triumph on the road last night, a game we covered on scoresbroadcast.com, nipping Fairlawn by four. Meanwhile, Minster stubbed its toe on the road at New Bremen. The Cardinals getting their second win of the season. You expect Minster to rebound tonight. It should be a good clash at Anna.
Well, I think that what you're going to see there is you're going to see Minster possibly a little more focused, and Anna maybe a little tired from last night because they had to expend a lot of energy to win that game last night at Fairlawn.
Yep, sure did. So many thanks to our fine underwriting sponsors here today on scoresbroadcast.com, American Architectural Glass in Clayton, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star on Stolley in Sydney, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. These additional underwriting sponsors, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program, finish in 2 years, go a night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for added savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, what's your favorite thing? Thanks as well to John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. The In-Between, our pregame sponsor, located just south of Botkins, where the food is not in between, it's out of this world. These Anna community sponsors, Adams Tech Solutions, in Anna near McCartyville, On Time High Tech Computer Solutions, and Wells Brothers Inc. in Anna, 8 expanding divisions, excellent workmanship at Wells Brothers, Inc. One area girls team already in action today. We've got a final score from the Classic in the country at Berlin Highland. Fort Loramie lost to a very strong team in Division III, Summit Country Day. Final score 43-38. Fort Loramie led in the first quarter, but fell behind by 10 on a few occasions in the second half. Was beaten in the end by 5. Loramie jumped out, I think, 12-2. Good start for Carla Siegel's team, but couldn't finish the deal. Summit Country Day, which has lost just once this year, defeated Fort Loramie 43-38 at Berlin Highland in a game that started at 10 o'clock this morning.
I can't say that I missed that drive up there like we did a couple years ago.
It would have been a little icy. Would have been slippery going up there this morning. I'm sure Fort Loramie went last night. Yep. Good game here. Just around the corner, as I mentioned, starting lineups in the tip-off next. Miami East at Rushi. Could be the start of a series between these two teams. The school's in conversation about it. Rushi had to fill a couple games on its schedule this year. Not playing in the Piqua Holiday Tourney. So this is one of the two games that Rushi is filling those vacancies with. And conceivably, the two teams will meet again next year at Miami East. Both teams 9-6, even Steven match. Both teams young, good height on the floor, and it should go right down to the wire. Our pregame underwriting sponsor is the In-Between south of Botkins on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Botkins, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, 7 of us, including 5 children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Botkins, 25 and 274.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
The last game for the Miami East girls was played on Thursday, just 2 days ago. Miami East had a triumph over Bethel in the cross-county conference. Meanwhile, Rushi was idle in Shelby County League play this past Thursday. The Rushi girls' most previous game was on Monday night, a victory over Covington by 9, 54-45. As we said, the Rushi Lady Raiders, once 3-6 on the season, now boasting a mark of 9-6. And Chuck, in line to maybe get a second seed in the Sydney Girls Division IV sectional tournament.
Well, yeah, they certainly have a shot at it. I mean, you assume that Loramie is going to be number one, and I don't know who else you would put in there, especially at this point. It's 2 weeks from tomorrow is the draw, so they got a little bit of time to make headway, continue its winning streak.
As you look at the Rushi Raiders schedule, a second encounter with Jackson Center is not until February 2nd. That's after the draw, so that meeting won't be taken into consideration. Jackson Center has 8 wins, a victory over Rushi earlier this season. No, I'm mistaken. Rushi won at Jackson Center by 7, so that's a big victory for Rushi and might give the Raiders the leg up on that number 2 seed. Starting lineups here today for the Rushi Raiders. Larissa Poling up front at a post position, 6'1" tall. She is a freshman, and she is joined by Cameo Wilson, a sophomore, a 6-footer. Poling at 6 points a game, Wilson at 5.5. Tiffany Hatcher at a guard, 5'8" junior, averaging 12.6 points a game. And I said Cameo Wilson was at 5.5. She's actually at 8 per game. Whitney Plyman, a guard, a sophomore, 6 per game. Maria Heron, 17.5 points a game, junior guard, rounding out the starting lineup for the Rushi Raiders. Opening tip to start the game, won by Miami East in the road blue, black numbers trimmed in white. Rushi, the home white, blue numbers outlined in gold, and Miami East throws the ball into the post to start the game, and it's fumbled away out of bounds.
Well, that was the freshman to the sophomore, and she just didn't make the catch. A good pass, didn't have her hands ready.
Rushi Raiders bring the ball down to midcourt. Miami East sets up defensively. 5'7" senior Megan Thompson at a wing. Kendall Hellier, a sophomore, 6-footer up on the front line. With Haley Howard, a 6-foot soft, 14 points a game. Megan Kinnison, a 5'10 senior. And Morgan Haney, 14 points a game. A freshman, a 5'6 young lady, completing the lineup for Miami East. Well, Rushi returned the favor, threw the ball out of bounds. One miscue each way, then quickly Miami East into the half court. A long triple missed off the back iron by Kinnison. He goes out of bounds to Rushi.
Yeah, an early start and a sluggish start. East in a 3-2 right now defensively.
Lady Vikings to test the Raiders outside shooting. Here's a long throw across court, left corner. Hatcher sizes up a triple and pours it in from 21 feet.
She is such a streaky shooter, and if she gets on a roll, boy, she's hard to stop.
And the Rushi Raiders jump to a 3-0 lead here against Miami East. Vikings have the ball outside the arc on the left. Ball thrown top of the key to Megan Thompson. Tries to loop a pass into the post to Howard, broken up by Rushi. Here is Heron coming at her with it. Long throw down the floor to Wilson in the left corner. Out back to Hatcher. She sets, shoots another triple, bounces off the rim twice, no good. Rebound Miami East, thrown away. Hatcher on the intercept. Raiders set it back up in the half court. Hatcher gave it up, got it back. 6:20 left to go first quarter. Rushi leads 3-0, trying to attack the Miami East zone. Dribbling head of the key, Maria Heron. Right side pass to Cameo Wilson. The 6-footer came out to catch it. High left to Heron. Now Wilson 20 feet away on the left. East sagging back into the zone, playing Hatcher a little tighter now. Tiffany tries a drive into the lane, flips it toward the rim, up and under one hand, short, no good. Wilson couldn't corral the rebound. Miami East does. Here come the Vikings into the forecourt, and it's thrown out of bounds.
You got to attack that 3-2 zone by taking it into the seam, setting a screen on top, and then the corners are what's open. So if they get Hatcher in the corner, they should be able to get a lot of threes out of her.
A trio of turnovers right out of the chute by Miami East, 3-0 in favor of Rushi. We've played 2 minutes, 10 seconds. Raiders will bring it down. Once again, it's Heron up and over the timeline. She dribbles with the left hand. Maria, junior guard, 5'6". Gave it up, got it back. Bounces to Wilson, left corner. Tries to enter it to the cutter. Broken up by Miami East and stolen. Then intercepted by Hatcher. Look at her go. Driving and scoring is Tiffany Hatcher. 5-0 Rushi. Good beginning for the Raiders. 2.5 gone first quarter.
East has 5 turnovers and 1 shot.
Here's a good look from the top of the circle by Thompson. She found an open player down inside. The 6-foot sophomore, Haley Howard. Fine assist. Howard got the gimme. Point blank range. 5-2 Rushi. Hatcher, open, left wing, one pass into the forecourt, missed it short, no good from behind the arc. Rebounded by the Vikings. Miami East down the floor. Here is a pass into the left corner to Thompson. On top it goes to Haney, back to Thompson, and she shuffled.
Move both her feet.
5-2 in favor of Rushi, 4:50 left to go first quarter. Heron up and over the Raiders logo at midcourt. There's that zone defense by the Vikings. Head coach Bruce Vanover not playing a man-to-man here at the start. He's got a zone look going on. Quick ball movement by Rushi out high. Hatcher left available. Guns a three, hit the back iron, kicked away. Rebounded by the Vikings, who are down 5-2. Into the half court, jumping, shooting. Morgan Haney, the 5'6 freshman, 24-footer, missed it off the back brace. Rebounding foul against Miami East. 4:26 to go, first quarter. Both teams a cold shooting start to this game. Heron to midcourt. She's met defensively, top of the circle by Megan Thompson. Right side to Wilson, left-hand dribble, and she staggered a little bit. 20 feet from the basket, trying to bounce it off to Heron, and it's ruled a travel.
It's a little frustration on the faces of all those teams right now because they're struggling to get any kind of offensive continuity.
Here is Miami East with the ball in the right corner. It's Howard. Howard tries to go high-low down inside to the post player. Kinnison off her fingertips out of bounds. Another turnover committed by Miami East, a half dozen so far.
That's her seventh.
Seven, and we've played less than 4 minutes.
It's not a very good ratio.
Miami East not pressing at midcourt. They fall back into that zone. Heron to Wilson, right side pass to Hatcher, broken up by Miami East and swiped. Here come the Vikings down the floor. Right flank, open player, Megan Kinnison, long 24-footer, hits the rim one, two, three times, and goes in. She was straddling the arc, give her two. 5-4, favorable hop on the iron for Kinnison of Miami East. Rushi up a point. 3.5 to go in the first quarter. Wilson outside the arc, hands to Heron. Heron jacks up a three. It clanged off the backboard, loose ball rebound is in. Good follow to the basket. Laid up and through by Maria Heron. Boy, she was assertive on that play. Drifted into the paint after the errant shot. Knew where it was going. Got the rebound and stuck it through. 7-4, Rushi up three. Here's Morgan Haney driving left side of the lane for Miami East and coughed it up. Quickly the other direction. Heron gives it up outside the arc to a teammate. Throws it right back to Katie Hewing, who's in now. Hewing a 5'6". Freshman guard for the Rushi Raiders. Both teams extremely young. Deep in the left corner, Hatcher. 2:45 to go. First quarter, 7-4 Rushi. My goodness, here's Heron, not guarded. She'll take it from 25 feet. Bullseye, she hits. Wow, what a shot by Heron. That was from downtown Rushi, maybe even Alston. Miami East has a pass batted out of bounds. Vikings ball at midcourt, down 10-4. Rushi Raiders on a six-game win streak, trying to push it to seven here today. Interleague matchup with the Miami East Vikings from the Cross County Conference. Top of the circle with the ball, Haney for Miami East. Throws off to the left to Thompson. She's doubled. Gave it up to Bailey Miller, a 5'5 sophomore in off the bench. Rushi nearly stole it. Ball lost momentarily by the Vikings at the top of the key. Haney picks it up. Spin, shoots at the foul line. Rimmed it, no good. Strong rebound down on the interior by Katie Runner, a 5'10 senior who's also subbed in. No good on the shot, but she was hammered on the elbow, and she's got two. 2:09 left in the first. Rushi up 10-4. Couple shots by Runner of the Vikings. Swish on the first one. Both clubs possess good size. Miami East with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 players, 5'10 and taller. Lane violation on the second free throw by the Vikings, which was made. Take that point off the board. 10-5 Rushi.
Yeah, she knew it was short when she shot it.
Here comes Rushi to the timeline. 2 minutes even to go, first quarter. Cassie Plyman, 5'4 senior guard in for Rushi. Gave it up to the three-point shooter. It's Heron. Bombs away. Rolling around, coming off, no good. The official, a bit indecisive, awards it to Miami East. Minute 53 to go here in the first quarter. 10-5 in favor of the Raiders. Rushi playing a pretty tight man-to-man. It's given Miami East very much trouble. In fact, the Raiders have interfered with the Vikings' passing lanes throughout this first quarter. Another example right there. Miami East tries to throw over the top. Good defense by Rushi. Out of bounds to the Raiders. How many turnovers for the visiting team?
It's nine.
Miami East, fortunately for the Vikings, they are not behind further. It's only 10-5. Minute and a half to go. First quarter of the game. Skip pass, left side to Hatcher for Rushi. Line drive, triple, way short. Rebound below the rim by Rushi. A push off by the Vikings. Jenna Cordonier, freshman guard for Rushi, was knocked to the ground. Common foul. Inbounding, baseline, left of the basket. Cassie Plyman for Rushi on top to Hatcher. Dribble drive, foul line. Hands to teammate Cordonier. Shot fake. Back to Hatcher. Baseline left. 15-footer. Hit the rim twice. No good. Rushi with another carom. Ball rotated on top to Plyman. She's got the good look from three-point land. Missed it short. Again an offensive rebound. Heron tries. A lot of rim rolling off. No good. Rebounded by Miami East. A minute to go. First quarter. 10-5 Rushi. Raiders have had their chances to stretch it. Miami East flings up a quick three. Way short. Tried by Thompson from downtown. No good. Raiders the other way. 50 ticks left on the clock in the first. Hatcher starts to drive. Gets into traffic. A lot of congestion. Nowhere to go. And she moved the pivot foot.
That is six turnovers now for Rushi. This is a turnover fest.
48.7 to go here in the first quarter. 10-5 Raiders. Miami East walks it up. It's Haney. Picked up 25 feet away, but Plyman. Haney averaging just over 14 a game. Here is Miami East finding the open player. Thompson flips it near side to Haney behind the screen. Jumps, shoots, and hits it. It's a triple. 10-8, Rushi. Raiders quickly down the floor, beating the Miami East pressure. Good pass, baseline right. Short jumper, Cassie Plyman bounced in. 15 seconds to go in the first. Rushi up four. Haney straight away with the ball for Miami East. Looks at the clock. 8 seconds remaining. Let's see if she tries to drive on Plyman. She gets a high screen. Haney, foul line extended left. Gives it up on the arc to the three-point shooter. Miller way short. Let's see if the officials got a foul down inside at the end of the first period of play. If so, it's a common one. Yep, I think a personal is signaled against Miami East. Quarter ends, Rushi 12, Miami East 8 on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Clayton completed major glass installation for the beautiful new University of Kentucky soccer complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
And they were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in. And I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG.
The service that we got, the facilities that we've been able to generate from their work has been fantastic.
American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.oh.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Rushi, Lady Raiders 12, Miami East 8. We start the second quarter of action. Here's a nice bounce pass into the post to Wilson for Rushi. Turnaround Jay, backboard rim no good. Rebound by Miami East. Quickly down the floor of the Vikings. It's Kendall Hellyer. Good spin move down the lane, up and in for two. 12-10, Rushi in the lead by a bucket. Here's a throw by the Raiders to midcourt as Miami East picks up the intensity defensively, and it's poked out of bounds by the Lady Vikings. Our first look at the Rushi Raiders in quite a while, Chuck. It's a team that's on a six-game win string. Much improved girls team. If it were not for a little better shooting, Rushi might have an 8 or 10-point lead at this stretch. A minute gone here in the second, and Rushi pitches the ball out of bounds into the Miami East bench. Vikings now with a two-pointer can tie. Haney to midcourt for Miami East. 5'6" freshman. Outside the arc, near side to Amber Kinnison is in now. 5'9" freshman. Hand off back to Haney. Haney strolls right down the lane. Scoop shot rolling out, no good. Rebounded by Rushi. Long throw down the floor by the Raiders. Caught below the rim in the right by Cordonier. Lets a defender fly by and scores.
She did a nice job because that was a tough pass to catch and gather herself to put it up there.
Very good play by the Raiders, who threw it over the top of the Vikings defense. 14-10 in favor of Rushi. Here's Miami East down in the baseline. Ball goes to Amber Kennison. It's clawed away by Jenna Cordonier. She's got a toe on the stripe out of bounds to Miami East. Baseline right of the basket, set to throw in is Miami East. It is Megan Thompson firing out back to Haney, straight away top of the circle. Man-to-man defense by Rushi. Guarding Haney at the moment is Maria Heron. Haney fakes right, goes left. Loops it outside the arc to Thompson. Skips it near side to Haney. Haney, a little stutter step, lets it go. Three-pointer way short. Rebound yanked off the glass by Larissa Poling of Rushi. Up the floor to Heron. Heron starts to drive, pulls up, goes to Wilson from 18. Long, high archer, short off the front of the iron. Rebounded by Miami East. 14-10, Rushi. Just short of 2 minutes gone, second quarter. Right side pass, Haney. Flips top of the circle to Kendall Hellyer. She made a little juke move. The official said, you took steps. 6:11 to go, second quarter. Game has had plentiful turnovers so far.
And 17 between the two teams.
Here comes Rushi to the timeline. It's Whitney Plyman. Veers off to the right. Miami East now. Chuck has gone man-to-man. Handoff on the play to a teammate. Dribble drive down the lane. Heron. Miami East got a fingertip on it and flicked it out of bounds. Baseline left of the goal. Rushi to trigger. Whitney Plyman, sophomore guard, into the post to Wilson. Oh, she twists and turns. Flipped up a little half hook from 5 feet. Hung on the rim, fell off. Rebound jammed out of bounds by the Vikings again.
Boy, Wilson's had two shots right on the rim that just won't go down for her.
Rushi's had some lengthy possessions thanks to offensive rebounds. Ball flipped in play to Wilson in the lane. Out back to Hatcher. Starts to drive, foul strike. Feeds it behind her to Heron. Loose ball midcourt. She tracks it down. 5:40 to go in the second. 14-10, Rushi. 25 feet away, Whitney Plyman. Picks up her dribble, top of the circle. Bounce pass to Heron. Goes left corner to Hatcher. Line drive three, overshoots it. Weak side rebound. Can't be garnered by Rushi. It's off the court of play. Miami East brings it down. 14-10, Raiders. 5:28 to go, second quarter. Midcourt, Haney for Miami East. Gave it up, got it back. Throws it left side to Miller. Ball thrown low post right to Hellyer. Back out to the three-point shooter. It's Megan Thompson. A lot of rim. Backboard. No good. Rebounded by Rushi. Heron to Wilson. To Hatcher. Shot fake. Starts to drive. Pulls up. Banks it from 12. Bingo! She's got it. Tiffany Hatcher kissed one in off the glass. And Rushi owns a six-point spread. It's biggest of this game. 4:50 to go in the second quarter. Miami East with the ball. Thompson outside the arc on the right. Throws to the post. Back to Thompson. Jumping, shooting, 22-footer. It caroms out to the left. Wilson snags the rebound for Rushi. Backcourt to Heron, up and over the timeline. Dribbles with the left. Goes to Hatcher, 25 feet away. Head coach Tim Hatcher down below, yelling out, set it up. Hatcher, good back cut. Pass to Heron. Can't shoot. Ball entered to Poling in the post. Hatcher on the arc. Long, high archer. Swish by Hatcher. She pumps in a three. Drained it from 24 feet. And Miami East needs a timeout. Lady Raiders up 9. Midway second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambout Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Van Bauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Van Bauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Van Bauer, Bambauer Fertilizer.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Rushi 19, Miami East 10, a 1 o'clock version of girls high school basketball on this Saturday. Boys action tonight, 7:40 webcast time, tip-off 8 o'clock at Anna. Minster against the Rockets, another interleague setup. Shelby County League, Midwest Athletic Conference, head-to-head tonight. Here is Miami East in the half court, passing the ball around. It rolls to the timeline. A violation is initially ruled over and back, but apparently Rushi did get a fingertip on it.
They tipped, and as soon as he blew his whistle, he knew it because he started going up. My bad.
Haney outside the arc on the left. Rushi's done a pretty good job on Miami East. Two very good young players. Here's a long three, a deep one, left side of the floor by Bailey Miller. It rolls around, comes off the rim, no good. Rebound is stuck up and in. Was that Hellier on the basket, Chuck?
I think that was Amber Kinnison.
Amber Kinnison, 5'9", freshman.
Is that a 31 on the front there?
Yep.
I think so.
Yep, Kinnison.
Hard to read their numbers, that black numbers on blue jerseys.
Amber Kinnison scraped it off the floor, rebounding the missed shot by Miller, got the 2 points for Miami East. It's 19-12 now in favor of Rushi. 3:40 to go till halftime. Straight away, Heron, left side pass to Hatcher. Rushi clears out for her. She can't drive. Haney and Hatcher, that's a good duo right now. Tiffany tries to make a wraparound pass into the post to Wilson. It goes astray and out of bounds. 3.5 to go, second quarter, 19-12 Rushi. Raiders have led from the start, jumping out 5-0 to begin this game. Morgan Haney, top of the key, right side pass to Miller, 5'5 sophomore guard. Miller gave it up, gets it back. Running one-hander, right side of the lane, backboard rim, short, no good. Strong rebound, tussle for it. Jenna Cordonier pulled it away from the Vikings player who's called for a foul. And we have a timeout by Rushi with 3:14 to go, second period. Raiders up 7. Chuck, will keep it right here. Tell our listeners all about Goffney Furniture. Goffney, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. That's Route 47 west of I-75. High-quality furniture priced just right for your budget. And go to the Goffney website. Added savings for you at goffneyfurniture.com. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee. Goffney Furniture in Sydney, Route 47 west of I-75. And don't forget, for your convenience, use the Design Center and Room Planning Service at Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Up a 7, Rushi dribbles to midcourt. Heron on the bounce, picked up by Bailey Miller, 30 feet away. Heron, top of the key, foul line, down the lane, running one-hander, overshoots it. Weak side rebound by Miami East. Here's Haney on the go. Morgan Haney, 5'6", freshman, top of the circle, leaves it behind her to Miller. Attempted pass to the post, swatted out of bounds by Wilson of Rushi. Raiders have played stellar defense, Chuck, through the first 14 minutes of this game, limiting Miami East to only 12 points.
They're doing a great job limiting their second. They've only had two offensive rebounds, and that was a place where they could have gotten themselves hurt.
Miami East is a team which just recently scored 60-plus against high-powered Tri-Village. Miami East has the ball. Miller, high left, picked up by Heron, near side to Haney. Haney hangs on. Skips it to Miller, to Thompson, back to Haney, right side. Vikings trying to throw it around the top of the circle on the arc to get a three-point look. Can't do it. Skip pass, right wing Miller. She aims from triple land. Wide left, rebounded by Heron of Rushi. 2:20 to go, first half. Rushi up 7, 19-12. Heron at midcourt, picked up by Haney, veers to the left. Catcher rolls to the basket. No pass available. Tiffany comes out to catch. Oh, nice wraparound pass down inside. Open player beneath the rim. Jenna Cordonier, 2 points.
That was a great pass.
Outstanding feed by Tiffany Hatcher of Rushi. 1:55 to go. Second quarter, 21-12 in favor of the Raiders. Left side Miller skips it near side to Haney. Shot fake, spin move. Oh, she clearly walked. Yep. Outstanding D applied by Heron and Kleinman of Rushi. They put the clamps on Haney of the Miami East Vikings. She had nowhere to go. Was frustrated that time.
Well, the Vikings really don't have any clue on how they want to attack the zone that Rushi's got now. All they're doing is just throwing skip passes back and forth until they turn it over.
Minute 49 to go in the second quarter. 9-point lead Raiders. They try to stretch it to double digits. Miami East started the game with a zone. Tiffany Hatcher made a couple shots. East came out of it. Rushi's zone has been very effective. And the Raiders work it down inside. Low post left. Marissa Poling, short shot. Blocked by East. Could have been a foul. Errant pass at midcourt by the Vikings. Another turnover. Stolen by Rushi. Spin move down the lane. Hatcher. Bounce pass to the post to Poling. Right back to Hatcher. But traveling was detected.
They're overpassing at this point.
9-point lead Raiders. It could even be more. Minute 20 left to go here in the second quarter. Up the floor, Thompson for Miami East. Deep in the right corner, it goes to Megan Kinnison. High right, Thompson. Outside the arc on the left to Miller. Skips it into the right corner again to Megan Kinnison. Ball thrown outside the arc, high left to Miller. Miller chucks up a three, no good off the back brace. Long rebound to Rushi. Down the floor to Hatcher in the right corner. Glides to the baseline and is pushed while shooting. And she has 2 free throws upcoming. With 56.5 to go in the first half, Rushi owns a 21-12 lead. Big shots here by Hatcher as she tries to inch Rushi's lead to 10, and she does. 22-12 in favor of Rushi.
She scores this one, and she will have Miami East tied 12-12.
Hatcher again, aims and connects. Nothing but cord on each shot, all net. 23-12, Rushi up 11. Megan Thompson, 25 feet out for Miami East. Throws into the corner. Top of the key, Miller. Miller dribbles to the right corner. Ball thrown to the post to Kendall Hellyer. Vikings whip it around. And here's the ball fed left side of the floor to Megan Kinnison. Good defense. Fine, scrappy play by Tiffany Hatcher, who nearly stole it. Out of bounds to the Vikings. 34 seconds to go first half. Rushi up 11. High right, Megan Kinnison. Into the post to Hellyer. Near side pass, Megan Kinnison. On top to Miller. Dribble drive. Fed it to Haney. Haney starts into the paint. Stolen on the play by Rushi. Good defensive play by Kleinman. She bolts down the floor and is fouled. 20.2 to go in the first half. 11-point lead for the Raiders. Common personal. Rushi with an opportunity here, Chuck, for the final shot. With the basketball for Rushi. 25 feet out. Lauren Monnen in off the bench. 5'8 sophomore post player. Gave it up in the right corner to Heron with 8 to go. Stolen on the play by Miami East. Here come the Vikings. 5 ticks to go. Haney dribble drive down the floor. Fed it to a teammate. Megan Thompson off balance. Flipped it in on the run. It hit the glass. Rattled. Went down. It's an add-on chance. She was fouled with 9-tenths of a second to go. Good play by Miami East to whittle the deficit to 9, a chance to cut it to 8 on a made free throw.
Well, that shouldn't have happened because Rushi should never have allowed the turnover down there. If you don't turn it over, you turn it over with 2 seconds, not with 8 seconds.
Right. And Miami East nearly got 4 points at the end of the quarter. The foul shot was missed. Miami East got the rebound, the stick back, and it was no good. Rushi by 9 at the end of the first half of play. It's been all Raiders forcing turnover after turnover from Miami East. Rushi 23, Miami East 14 here at the half. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville is owned by Adam Reiss, R-E-I-S-S. He reaches out to small businesses providing high-tech computer solutions such as PC and network repair, remote management, custom builds, upgrades, tutoring, data recovery, data transfer, and more. And Adams Tech Solutions repairs mobile devices, phones, handhelds, iPods, iPads. Adam Rice, high-quality computer service on time. He is prompt. Phone 937-538-6948. That's 538-6948 for Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S at Adams Tech Solutions in Anna, near McCartyville. 9-point lead, Rushi at the break. Our halftime report upcoming next, brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. 23-14 Raiders on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, market in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. 1 o'clock tip-off today, girls high school basketball from here at Rushi. We are at the half. Lady Raiders 23, Miami's Vikings 14. It could be more than that, Chuck. Vikings have committed double digits in turnovers. It seems like 20, but it's not quite that many.
Well, they had 10 real quick, and then they turned it over three more times. But 13 to 10 turnovers. Rushi turned it over too many times also. 14 to 11 rebounding advantage for the Raiders. 5 to 3 on the offensive boards. Rushi made their only two free throws. Miami East is one of three. Individual scoring for the Vikings. They got three from Haney, and then they got two from Howard, Amber Kinnison, Megan Kinnison, Kendall Hellier, and Megan Thompson, and then they got a free throw from Katie Runner. They scored 8 and 6, 14 in the first half. Tiffany Hatcher leads the Raiders with 12. They got 5 from Maria Heron, all in the first quarter. They got 4 from Jenna Cordonier, all in the second quarter, and 2 from Kylie Sherman. They scored 12 and 11, 23-14 at the half.
Our halftime report, by the way, being brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Morgan Haney, Haley Howard for Miami East, Chuck, averaging 29 points between them. What, only two buckets between them in the first two quarters?
Yeah, Haney hit that three in the first quarter, and then, Howard had a basket in the first quarter. She had two fouls, so she had to sit quite a bit, but the perimeter play, the offense of them trying to attack that zone is not fun to watch. More like a JV team.
Ineffective for sure. Tiffany Hatcher scoring, also passing the ball nicely, trying to set up her teammates. Job well done.
She gets a lot of shots, but you want her to take a lot of shots.
Yep.
And, like Coach Hatcher was talking to me before the game, he said, we live and die with the three. And he goes, there's times where we're really, really good. And you know, with girls, there's times where you don't shoot the ball well from out there. But Today, you know, I don't think they're shooting it incredibly well, but they've got the 9-point lead.
About 5 minutes away from the start of the third quarter. That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Rushi, Lady Raiders 23, Miami East 14 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Stacy Brandewey of Fort Loramie with another Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine success story.
My daughter, Reggie, injured her knee during her first scrimmage in November 2012. We contacted Wilson Sports Medicine and arranged for an MRI, and unfortunately that MRI did show she had torn her ACL. At that time, we thought her career in high school basketball was over.
But it was not. A 2013 senior for the Fort Loramie Redskins, Reggie received outstanding care and treatment from Diane Alexander, Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine athletic trainer.
Diane was caring, she was highly skilled, and motivated Reg to the point that my daughter had the confidence to return to the court and play before any surgery.
And wow, did she ever perform, helping the Fort Loramie girls to the Division IV state title.
You know, it was just 3 days after Reggie and her teammates had won the state championship that Dr. Heckler at Wilson Sports Medicine performed the surgery to repair Reggie's ACL. Thanks to Dr. Heckler and his physician assistant, Nicole Burbacher, the surgery was a great success.
Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Rushi up 9 over Miami East, 23-14. In a couple minutes, we'll have the start of the third quarter of this game. Time now for our student-athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com, underwritten, as always, by LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a very faithful, long-term underwriting anchor here on scoresbroadcast.com since our inception 10 years ago. LaCal promotes student academic success on scoresbroadcast.com and has done so since the inception of Scores Broadcast 10 years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And today, Chuck, let's take a look at the rosters of these two teams. Only 5 seniors between the two schools' girls' basketball programs. For Rushi, just 1 12th grader. That's how young this Rushi team is. Rebuilding, but rebuilding very well this season with the 9-6 record. Cassie Plyman, the only senior on the Rushi varsity roster, a 5'4 senior guard. And for the Miami East Vikings, Miami East, I think, as I noted just a few minutes ago, has only 4 seniors. Megan Thompson, 5'7" tall. Katie Runner, 5'10". Megan Kinnison, 5'10". And Carson Mahaney, a 5'10 senior. Only 5 12th graders on these two clubs' rosters. We salute them. Thanks to LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Ohio.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at Rushi. Lady Raiders up 9 over Miami East, seconds away from the start of the third quarter. Ball handling for Rushi has not been outstanding, but it's been far better than Miami East, Chuck. You would think that if the Raiders continue to take care of the ball, get some good shots, especially from Tiffany Hatcher, Rushi should be in good shape today. What a job on the two big scorers for Miami East by Rushi's defense. Haney and Howard, just 2 buckets between them.
Well, I mean, the key to a lot of basketball games, and today no exception, is the first 2 or 3 minutes to start the third quarter. I mean, it's a chance for Rushi to kind of put a clamp on it, and it's a chance for Miami East to get back into the game. So this is a real crucial 2 or 3 minutes to start this quarter.
Yeah, very well said. Both clubs back on the floor. Miami East in the road blue, black numbers outlined in white. Berushi, the home white from top to bottom. Blue numerals trimmed in gold. Here comes Miami East with possession. Morgan Haney, head of the key. Miami East down nine. Pass on the right flank to Kendall Hellyer. Now to Megan Thompson, left corner, back to Haney. Good job defensively by Rushi on Haney. Two or three young ladies for the Raiders have guarded this outstanding freshman for Miami East here today. The Vikings do get the ball down low after six or seven passes. The shot from Hellyer hits the beneath side of the rim. It comes off the glass right into the lap of Heron. Down the floor to Wilson. Cameo in the paint. Turnaround six-footer. Bingo! She's got it.
That's her first two. They get her going, and it could be a long night for the Vikings.
And Rushi is up 11. Here is Miami East down to the head of the key. It is Kendall Hellyer, foul line. Flips a pass to the block. Katie Runner, low right, foul against the Raiders, who were clawing at the wrist of the Vikings player. First foul on Heron of Rushi in this game. Ball lobbed and bounced to Haney. A no-look pass by her as she started to drive. Intercepted by Rushi. Down to Heron. To Hatcher on the arc. Spots up. Lets it go. Bullseye. She hits. And Rushi's up by 11.
14.
I'm sorry. I can't count. I looked at the board too soon. Then the 3 points went up. 28-14 Raiders, who have doubled the count on Miami East. Straight away with the ball is Howard. Howard slides into the lane for Miami East and coughs it up. Bust out by Rushi. Hatcher storms down the floor. High right, pulls up. Still dribbles. Feeds it out back to teammate Whitney Plyman. Plyman at the Vikings logo, center circle, or I should say the Raiders logo. Right corner, Wilson looks for the cutter. Hatcher can't find her. Off to Heron. Heron weaves around a couple Viking players. She's bumped on the elbow on the release of the shot. Two free throws for Heron. 28-14 Raiders, a chance to push it to 16. And the Raiders answering your call, Chuck, about playing a good first few minutes of the third quarter to break this thing open.
Now they pushed it out to 15 now, and Heron did a great job getting to the rim, and that was actually a good foul because it was going to be a layup.
First foul shot, Heron, good. Big, deep knee bend on the second one. Got it again. And the Rushi Raiders have exploded with the first seven to start the third quarter. It's a 30-14 game in favor of Rushi.
Well, Howard just picked up her third foul also.
And that hurts. Better than 14 points a game for Haley Howard, 6-foot sophomore. She has been held in check today. She's on the bench now with three. Here's a dribble drive. Morgan Haney in the lane. Meets resistance. Flips it to Hellyer, top of the key. Hellyer goes baseline left and banks it in on the go. Good play by Hellyer of the Vikings. 30-16 in favor of Rushi. Long pass down the floor. Cordonier skips it cross court to Heron. 25-footer. Look out. Got it from way, way outside. What a shot by Maria Heron.
That's some range right there. She was 5 feet behind the arc.
5:40 left to go in the third quarter. And Rushi has stretched the lead to 17, the biggest of this game. Left-hand dribble 20 feet away by Haney. Gives it up on top to Hellyer. Left corner with the ball for Miami East is Runner. Runner dips a pass down inside to the post. Hellyer snatched it. She was bodied by Rushi. Foul called. Common personal. Ball out of bounds, left of the hoop. Megan Thompson, the playmaker for Miami East, which is down 17. Just over five to play in the third. Vikings get it in on the arc. Clear out. Right side for Thompson. Dribble drive. Shoots it short. No good. Got her own rebound. She's doubled on the baseline. Gets out of trouble. Throws to Kendall Hellyer, who lost it. Snatched on the play by Haney. Haney between the rings. Zone defense by the Raiders, giving the Vikings fits right now. It still is a zone, isn't it?
No, they're in a man now.
Yep, they have switched. I was wondering about that as it took a second look. 3:15 gone, third quarter. Here's a jump shot behind the foul line by Haney. 17-footer on target. No, it rimmed out. Rebounded by the Raiders. Down the floor to Heron. To Wilson. Good drive all the way to the rack. Hits it with the left hand, and she's fouled. Dynamite play by Cameo Wilson for the Rushi Raiders. The 6-foot sophomore with a splendid play.
Boy, that was a good left kick to the basket right there.
35-16. Rushi Raiders in a blowout. 4:39 to go, third quarter on scorersbroadcast.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Pickwick, Northwest State in Archbold, or the Bluffton main campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with YOU in mind.
As we return to action with 4:33 to go here in the third quarter, Cameo Wilson for Rushi is strong on the foul shot. Rebounded by Miami East quickly on the floor. The Vikings, they throw it up in the lane. Not good. Rebounded by Haney. Banker is good. And it's 35-18 in favor of Rushi. Heron spots up on the arc. Got the feed from Wilson. Long three-pointer. Swish by Heron of the Raiders.
That is quite a 1-2 punch on the perimeter for Rushi.
Love the way Cameo Wilson got the ball center of the floor, Chuck, and immediately went opposite.
She has improved so much from the first time we saw him play.
20-point lead for Rushi, 38-18. 3:50 to go, third quarter. Haney straight away for Miami East. Sizes up the three, shoots it, clangs it off the front of the rim, rebounded by the Raiders. Hatcher strides down the floor, gives it up to Wilson straight away. Wilson hangs on right back to Hatcher. 3.5 to go in the third. 20-point lead by Rushi. Answering the charge from Chuck McBee up here in the booth, who said Rushi can put this game away with a good first few minutes, third quarter. And the Raiders have done just that. Here's a great drive by Hatcher. Throws across the bottom of the key to Poling. Short shot, rolls around, and comes out. Tough break. Rebounded by the Vikings. Here comes Haney down the floor. Stops on a dime below the foul stripe. Missed it short. Vikings not shooting well at all. Raiders have got it. Four court left. 25 feet away, Plyman. Gave it up to Heron. Back to Plyman. 3 minutes even remaining in the third. 38-18, Rushi. Deep left corner, Plyman. Bounce pass to Poling. Behind her to Hatcher. Hatcher wide open, doesn't shoot. Rushi burns clock. No, Heron thinks otherwise. And she tries to scorch the nets again from long range. Airmails one up. No. Off the ring, it caroms out of bounds.
Why not?
That would have sealed the deal right there. The roof would have come off the Rushi jet.
Well, Hatcher's got 15 and Heron's got 13.
And you know what, Chuck? Each one with infinite range.
Yeah.
You think you're guarding them pretty closely at about 20 feet, but they'll step back to 25.
And then you add Wilson in the middle, and that's quite an offensive trio they have.
Outside the arc on the right with the ball for Miami East, it's Hellyer. Hellyer gave it up, got it back, hit Bailey Miller at the foul stripe. 2:25 to go, third quarter. Katie Runner, 25 feet away. Dribbling Miller. Sends it right of the key to Thompson down the right side of the lane. Choked off on the play by Hatcher, who might have reached. My mistake, not Hatcher. Jenna Cordonier on the slap down. 2:15 to go, third quarter. 38-18, Rushi. This Miami East team pumped in 61 points recently in a 72-61 loss to powerhouse Tri-Village. 61 in that game. And the Vikings have a scant total of 18 late in the third quarter here today. Rushi's defense has been rock solid. Vikings have been cold shooters.
Well, there's no doubt that the teams Rushi plays are a heck of a lot better than the teams that Miami East plays.
You're right. Rushi with a much more stringent schedule. Inbounds pass by the Vikings, and the tenacious Rushi defense ties up Miami East and benefits from the arrow. Here come the Raiders attacking again. And these two teams were to play again in 4 or 5 days at Miami East, it would probably be a very tight struggle. Little give and go. Rushi down the lane. Hatcher, no. Bounced off. Got the rebound back. Missed the six-footer in front. And the Vikings snatch it. dribbling Thompson, glides to the foul line. Left flank to a teammate. In off the bench, Emily Hawkins, shot short, no good. Rebound down low by Miami East, missed. Off the glass, Rushi's got it again. Up the 20 still. Minute 30 to go, third quarter. 25 feet out, Cassie Plyman, left corner, Wilson, good pass. Drive to the rim, shot short on the play by Jenna Cordonier. Again, the Raiders scrap for an offensive rebound and get it. Miami East fouls. Rushi, Chuck, has gotten a lot of offensive rebounds because of pure hustle in this game.
Yeah, they're a lot more active. You're down 20, you've only scored 18. I'm sure there's not a lot of excitement on the Viking side right now.
Minute 21 to go here in the third quarter. Hatcher will inbound across the way. Rushi Raiders well on their way to victory in a row number 7. Inbounded to Wilson. Good play. Lobs down inside to Hatcher. Missed it. Got it back. Laid it in. Oh, what a play. Hatcher on the deuce. 40-18. Once more, Chuck, very good look on the pass by Cameo Wilson.
That was a well-designed inbounds play from the sideline that time.
40-18 in favor of the Rushi Raiders. Miami's coming back. Good high-low action. Lob down inside to the six-footer, Kendall Hellyer, who gets it to fall. 40-20 in favor of Rushi. 44 seconds to go in the third quarter. Top of the key, Whitney Plyman on the bounce, nearly double dribbled. Flips on the play to Maria Heron, drives into the lane, dish off to Wilson. Little turnaround, eight-footer, banked it in. Wilson knocks down two more. 42-20 in favor of Rushi. 24 seconds to go in the third quarter. Top of the circle with the ball for the Vikings. Hellyer fakes right, goes left, and double dribbles.
Well, she also traveled. And I'll tell you what, every time she touches the ball on top, she travels before she puts the ball on the floor.
Right there, that play, Chuck, very symbolic of the whole afternoon for Miami East.
She's active inside. I am more impressed with her offensively than I've been with Howard offensively.
Agreed. 17 ticks left on the clock, late third quarter. Rushi up 22 with the ball. Outside the arc on the right. Pass fed to Kylie Sherman, who's in now. 5'7 sophomore guard. Sherman to Cordonier with 5 to play. Passes out back to Heron. Heron jumping, shooting with 2 to go. It hit the rim and deflected out of bounds in the corner as the quarter closes. Rushi 42, Miami East 20. Girls High School Basketball Today on scoresbroadcast.com.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Rushi Raiders 42, Miami East 20. We start play here in the fourth. Brilliant afternoon for girls basketball by the Raiders. They have blown out Miami East. The lead has swollen to better than 20. 22 points to be exact. We start play here in the fourth. Miami East dribbling on the arc. Here's a cross-court pass intended down low for Hellyer, picked off. Nice interception by Cassie Plyman of Rushi. Up ahead it goes to Heron. Dribbles between the legs, top of the circle. Veers off to the left. Still has it in the corner. Out back to Kylie Sherman. Sherman goes outside the arc, near side to Plyman. Cross-court pass deflected by the Vikings. Rushi gets it back. Three team fouls on Miami East. Here's Miami East defending Heron, and she uncorks a real long one, left and short. Rushi got the rebound, dealt it to Heron. Down the middle of the floor, driving, missed it, no good. Rebound at the foul stripe by Rushi. Jump shot by Sherman. Bingo! She hit it.
As Lauren Monin.
By mistake, it was Lauren Monin. Big field goal by the lefty Monin. As Rushi snatched up the loose ball. 44-20 in favor of Rushi. Here's Miami's throwing into the post. Errant pass again. Intercepted by Rushi. Long throw down the floor to Sherman. Sherman nearly tripped. Got it back. Threw it baseline left. Shot fake by Monin. Flipped it on the arc to a teammate. Heron sizes up a three. Bingo! She hits it. Don't look now, but it's 47-20. The Raiders are blowing the top off the gym here today. Leading Miami East by 27 points. And Miami East, frustrated now, takes a timeout with 6:16 left in the fourth quarter. Hey, some of you may not have heard of Brookins in Fort Loramie. It's been a fixture in downtown Fort Loramie since the late 1800s when mules still pulled canal boats down the Miami-Erie Canal. And Brookins has many old local photos of sports teams on the walls right beside the pics of current Redskin teams. Well, nowadays, Brookins is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins, the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. The spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's no place quite like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street, on the web at brookins-usa.com. Well, after the Vikings timeout, Chuck, guess what? Another turnover.
Yep.
Rushi with possession and trying to dive into the lane goes Hatcher. Bounce pass is errant. It goes out of bounds underneath the hoop, and the Vikings get it back with 5:56 to go in the fourth. 47-20 in favor of Rushi. How many points in the second half for Miami East?
They have scored six.
6 points for the Vikings in better than 10 minutes here in the second half of this game. Here's a short turnaround Jay in the lane by Miami East. It is good. It bounced around on the iron and fell through. I believe that's 10.
It's Thompson, yeah.
Megan Thompson, yep. Little leaner right in front. And finally, Miami East got a favorable hop off the rim as that tapped twice on the front iron and then spilled down through the netting. Foul Rushi over the shoulder. Free throw by Thompson is good. A three-point play by her, and it's 47-23. Rushi in the lead with 24. 5:35 to go here in the fourth quarter. Backcourt Wilson up the left side to Heron for Rushi. Skips it near side to Jenna Cordon here, deep in the right corner, handled by the Raiders. Errant pass in the middle, intercepted on the play by Hellier of Miami East. Throws it down the floor in a hurry to Katie Runner. Runner gives it up to Megan Kinnison, to Thompson. 5:12 to go in the fourth. 24-point lead, Rushi. Dribble drive into the lane. Thompson forces one blocked by Rushi. Good D by the Lady Raiders. Hatcher comes out of there with it. Hatcher at midcourt, nearly fouled. Gave it up on the play. 25 feet away to Whitney Plyman. Guarded closely. Marissa Poling, 6'1 freshman, comes out to get it. To Hatcher. Dribble drive through the top of the key. Push off by Miami East. 4:48 to go in the game. 47-23 in favor of Rushi. Yep, we knew the Raiders had been playing pretty well, Chuck, having won six in a row. As the Raiders inbound to Wilson, a little left-hand shot, a short one, bounces around, no good. Rebounded by the Vikings. And the Raiders playing like a team, having won six straight. Displaying a lot of confidence here today against Miami East, leading 47-23 with 4:36 remaining here in the fourth quarter of this game. Momentary timeout. A little moisture on the floor, or maybe some laces had to be tied.
I think Tiffany Hatcher was tying a shoe, and she did it really well.
Ball thrown inbounds by Miami East. With the ball 25 feet away, Haney. goes near side to Thompson, back to Haney, skips it to Thompson, left half of the floor. Thompson dribbles off her foot. It rolls to midcourt. Scrum forward and backcourt. Miami East comes away with it. Now scattered floor. Up to Hellyer. Behind the arc to Thompson. Shot fake into the lane. And the ball is raked away, but a foul by Rushi. And it's ruled to be in the act of shooting. I thought maybe that was a shovel pass.
Wow. There's no way she was shooting that.
Didn't think so. We've got a full timeout called with 4:08 to go in the fourth quarter. It's Rushi in a runaway, 47-23 over Miami East on scoresbroadcast.com.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near. We're Car Star. Relax.
We'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
All Rushi Lady Raiders here today on scoresbroadcast.com. Early 1 o'clock tip-off. Don't forget tonight, we've got boys action from Anna. Minster comes to town, having lost last night to New Bremen at the Cardinals gym by 2. Anna coming off a 4-point triumph in the Shelby County League over Fairlawn at the Jets gym. Free throw, Megan Thompson, Miami East, up and in, 47-24 Raiders. Second shot also right on the money, 47-25. Rushi in the lead by 22. Raiders in backcourt, throw it to Heron, timeline off her fingertips. It goes out of bounds. Vikings pressure caused it. Miami East to pitch it in play, far side of the floor. Thompson. Timeline to Haney. Haney better than 14 points a game. 5'6" freshman. She's got a lot of very good basketball ahead of her. Spotting up, shooting the three is Thompson. It bangs off the iron and bounces to the floor out of bounds in the corner. 3:49 to go. Pressure being applied in backcourt by Miami East. Miami East toyed with pressure earlier in the game, and Rushi zipped down the floor a few times in a hurry. Vikings then backed off. No choice now but to put on the heat. Down by 22. Left side of the floor. Hatcher spots up. Jacks up a high triple. In and out, no good. Rebound below the basket. A shove in the back. Committed on the play by the Rushi Raiders. And the Vikings will bring it down. Behind by 22 with 3:30 left to go. Haney midcourt. Flips off to the right to a teammate. And a timeout is called by Miami East. 3:27 to go in the fourth quarter, 47-25 Raiders. So many thanks to our fine underwriting anchor sponsors today. American Architectural Glass in Clayton, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star on Stolly in Sydney, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. So many thanks to Barker Insurance, located north of Sydney, south of Anna, on Route 25A. Barker Insurance will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you, representing firms like Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. You're always covered with a plan that fits your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, that's for sure. Located north of Sydney, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, 937-492-1857. Tell Denny Barker at Barker Insurance You heard about his business right here on scoresbroadcast.com. 3:20 left to play in the game. Miami East with the ball outside the arc. Left wing, it's Thompson. Thompson sets, shoots, and buries a triple. 47-28, Rushi by 19 now. Long throw down the floor to Hatcher. Bounce pass low to the left to Poling, can't shoot. Gives it back up to a teammate on the arc. And the Raiders reset the attack. Plyman to midcourt, 2:58 to go. On top to Wilson, look at that drive down the right side of the lane. She's tripped below the basket, and she's awarded two. 19-point bulge for Rushi. It's been more of that the last, or I should say more than that the last few minutes. It's been up in the low to mid-20s. Wilson a chance to stretch it back to 20. Dips the knees. High-arching foul shot. Off the back iron. No good. Miami East with a couple changes. Raiders on the floor. Now have Poling and Wilson up front. Cassie Plyman checks in for Rushi at the moment for Whitney Plyman. Maria Heron out there with Tiffany Hatcher. Free throw tried by Wilson again. This one is off to the right. No good. Rebounded by the Vikings. Here comes Miami East on the giddy-up. Down the floor to Bailey Miller. Here's a left side three ball. Line driver hoisted by Haney. It kicked off the flange. Rebounded by Rushi. Foul Vikings, who were scrambling after the ball. 2:44 to go. 47-28. Rushi. Seems like the last several minutes, Chuck, have taken a pretty good length of time to play.
A couple timeouts that I didn't understand and a lot of fouls.
Whistle, whistle, whistle. Heron, left side of the floor for Rushi. Up 19. Baseline, Jenna Cordonier. Fed it to a teammate, Cassie Plyman. And we've got a double dribble on Rushi. 2:31 to go. Yep, Rushi Raiders jumped on top 5-0. It was 10-5 and 12-8 after one. Rushi expanded the lead to 19-10 and 23-14 at the halftime break. Pushed it to 22 at 42-20 at the end of three. Vikings hurl up a three outside the arc of the left. It is no good off the back of the rim. Shot missed by Thompson. Rebounding foul. Another whistle. This one on the Vikes. And Rushi shoots the 1-1. Team foul 7 on Miami East. Tiffany Hatcher strolls to the free throw line. Pushes it up and in. 48-28. I like Hatcher's free throw, Chuck. Not a whole lot of arch. Just enough. She targets that front rim, gets it up and over. Swish.
She doesn't have any movement besides the movement she needs to shoot it. That's a sign of a good free throw shooter.
Good point. We near the 2-minute mark, fourth quarter. 49-28. Rushi up 21. And Miami East skips a pass, cross court, baseline left, open player, threw her hands out of bounds. That's the kind of day it's been for the Vikings, coming up all thumbs.
Well, 22 turnovers.
We near the 2-minute mark in the fourth. 49-28, Rushi. Coming down the right side of the floor for the Raiders is Cassie Plyman. Goes top of the circle to Kylie Sherman. Hands it off to Heron. Heron near the timeline. Crossover dribble. Foul line extended left. Leaves it for Cordonier. Near side pass Plyman. 1:45 to go. To Heron, who nearly walked. Maria ahead of the key. Started to drive. Retreated. Now she goes down the left side of the lane. Tried to make it look like she was fouled. The ball was tapped out of bounds by the Vikings. The referee didn't buy it.
That's why she did not win the Golden Globe this year.
Baseline right, Whitney Plyman triggers, goes low in the right to a teammate, Jenna Cordonier, back into the corner to Cassie Plyman, and a violation against the Raiders. Minute 34 to go in this game. All Rushi here today. Miami East from the Cross County Conference, 9-6 on the year against Rushi from the Shelby County League, 9-6 on the year. But the Raiders by far have had the better of it. Thompson steps into the forecourt for Miami East. She has been about the only bright spot today for the Vikings. She triggers a long three and pours it in. And once again, Miami East calls a timeout. I think maybe the scoreboard register the last points for
That's not the right score.
No. I'm not sure what it is. 49?
49 to
31?
6, 8, 9, 10, 11, 31, yes.
49-31, Rushi with just over a minute to play here in the fourth quarter.
And they use their last timeout. He's setting up his 18-point play to try to tie this thing up.
Thanks so much today to these additional underwriting sponsors, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program finishing 2 years, go one night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, locations in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for added savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch is in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. The in-between, south of Botkins. The food's not in-between, it's out of this world. Adams Tech Solutions and Anna near McCartyville. On-time high-tech computer solutions. And Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna. 8 expanding divisions. Excellent workmanship at Wells Brothers, Inc. 1:15 to play. Rushi with the ball in the half court. Dribbling hard into the right corner goes Plyman. Fed it to Jenna Cordonier. Loose on the deck is the ball. Miami East gets it. Long throw down the floor, driving layup on the giddy-up, Bailey Miller. It rolls around, comes off, foul, though, by Rushi with 1:05 to go. Miami East has whittled this thing down to 18, still out of it by a long shot. Free throw by Miller is good. Vikings, the last few minutes, Chuck, have played their best basketball of the afternoon.
Well, they're pressing with their first team against Rushi's second team, so that does make you better, I would think.
Second free throw coming here by Miller of Miami East. It is up, and it rattles in, 49-33, Rushi. Backcourt Raiders, Cassie Plyman gives it up to Jenna Cordonier. Back to Cassie, she's trapped. And it's deflected and stolen, taken away by the Vikings. Here comes Haney down the floor, foul line into the lane. Wild, unorthodox shot, no good. Rebounded by Hatcher of Rushi. 45 seconds to go. Backcourt, Cassie Plyman is cornered, and Rushi gets a timeout to prevent the 10-second call. 44.2 to go here in the fourth. Don't forget now, we've got a contest for you on Monday, Martin Luther King Day night. It is the makeup game, Fort Loramie Girls at Minster. Tip-off 7:30 on the web at 7:10 on Monday night from Minster. Earlier today, at the Classic in the Country at Berlin Highland, Fort Loramie was beaten by Division III Summit Country Day, 43-38. Fort Loramie led by as many as 10 in the first quarter in that game. Summit Country Day stormed from behind, had a very good second period, and won it by 5 over Fort Loramie, 43-38. Redskins had won games their last two trips up to Berlin Highland, but not today, as a very good Division III squad, Summit Country Day, defeats Fort Loramie. And I'm sure, Chuck, that there's a very good likelihood Summit Country Day and Anna could collide in the district or regional Division III tourney. Here's Rushi with the ball in the half court. Short jump shot in the lane by Hatcher. 10-footer swatted out of bounds by Miami East with 29.6 to go in the fourth. Baseline left, inbounding, is Cassie Plyman. Good bounce pass to Kylie Sherman. Short shot deflected. She was bothered. Vikings come away with it. 22 seconds to go. Miami East into the right corner. Whistle blows. What do we have? Technical foul against somebody on the floor in blue. Don't know if it was the bench.
It was on Katie Runner.
21.2 to go, fourth quarter, 49-33, Rushi. And the Raiders will shoot a couple techs. Tiffany Hatcher toes the stripe.
That's Hewing, Katie Hewing.
I'm sorry. Katie Hewing, 20 instead of 10. No good on the shot. Katie Hewing, a 5'6 freshman guard. Boy, this Rushi roster sprinkled with youth from top to bottom. Second shot, Hewing, front rim, backboard. Yes, she's got it. And Rushi hits the 50 mark. Jenna Cordonier, a freshman. Larissa Poling, a freshman. Katie Hewing, a freshman. Lauren Monin, a sophomore. Cameo Wilson, a sophomore. Whitney Plyman, a sophomore. Kylie Sherman, a sophomore. Tiffany Hatcher, Maria Heron, just juniors. This club, Chuck, will be loaded next year. Everybody back. Cassie Plyman, the only senior on the roster. Oh, what a good dribble drive. Cassie Plyman, right side of the lane, shoveled it toward the rim and banked it in off the glass with 7 seconds to go. Is that score right, Chuck? As we look, Miami East total is being juggled on the board. Foul line jumper by Runner, no good off to the right, and the ball game ends. The scoreboard registers 52-34. I believe that is indeed accurate. Rushi Raiders bury Miami East here today by 18, 52-34. Miami East actually outscored Rushi in the fourth and final quarter. Raiders led 12-8 after one, 23-14 at the half, 42-20 after three quarters of play. And in the fourth quarter, Miami East outpoints Rushi 14-10. It's all cosmetic, though. The Raiders had put this game away with a quick outburst to start the second half when Rushi immediately outpointed Miami East 12-2 to start the third quarter of play. Wound up leading by as many as 24-25 in this game. Late in the third quarter, early in the fourth, and the Raiders now advance on the season to 10-6. Rushi's next contest is a big one this coming Thursday at Anna. It's a 6 o'clock game this coming Thursday. Rushi at Anna on Thursday night. Should be a fine Shelby County League affair. Well, Chuck, let's take a look at the scorebook. Highlight our Clancy Star of the Game winners. Rushi with the number of young ladies who played brilliantly here today.
Well, on the Miami East side, they had one player in double figures. Megan Thompson scored 13. Rushi had 19 out of Hatcher, 16 out of Maria Heron. The two of them in the second half were just lights out, shooting the basketball. So I can't divide it up, so we're going to give them both a meal. Hatcher and Heron are the Clancy's players of the game today.
Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Well, a sparkling show today by the Rushi Lady Raiders. What, Chuck? Eight young ladies scored for Rushi?
Eight scored, yes. Then two in double figures. It was a good team effort. Hatcher and Heron are going to do a lot of the scoring for them, and it's designed that way.
Mm-hmm. Cameo Wilson, nice game in the post. Love the way she spread the ball around. She went opposite when she caught it in the middle of the floor. A number of Rushi players can handle the basketball. Head coach Tim Hatcher's team is very, very deep. Fine future ahead, rest of this year and next, certainly. This Rushi girls team is a club that I would think likely will get a number two seed in the Sydney Girls Division IV sectional. No doubt we'll have a couple of tough games in that bracket. Jackson Center could be a likely opponent, perhaps in a sectional semifinal or final. But this Rushi team is to be reckoned with, now having won seven in a row.
They played really well today, and they played a team that has a good record, and that's got to give them confidence.
The Miami East Vikings, I might note, have a game next Saturday night, 1 week from this evening, on the road at Fort Loramie. Miami East at Fort Loramie 1 week from tonight. And as I said, this coming Thursday, Rushi, a big contest at Anna in the Shelby County League. Again tonight, we're on the air at 7:40. That's webcast time, 20 till 8, tip-off at 8. It's Minster against Anna at the Rockets Gym. Brett Jesch is our scorers, broadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color on-site engineering. We've adjusted the final score ever so slightly. We think our scorebook is indeed 1 point more accurate than the scoreboard, right, Chuck?
52-33 was the final.
Final tally once again, Rushi Lady Raiders 52, Miami East Vikings 33.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.